Okay, screw all this stuff. Drew, let's get to the fun shit. You have two amazing picks that I think you've probably tested out extensively with your fun-loving family.
Oh, yeah. So I live in Kentucky where almost everything is legal, which makes it kind of nice. And in particular, I was having a conversation with Adam Savage about 2 years ago asking, the conversation was technology that should exist, but for some reason doesn't. Like, so the obvious one is flying cars, right? You know, where's my damn flying car? As far as I know, I don't think flying cars are a good idea, but I am surprised that they're not around. So one of my offerings was, I'm surprised I can't go and buy like an automated sentry gun. You know, not that you want to have a gun on it, but you might be able to have a lot of fun if it was a paintball on it. And Adam said, I'm pretty sure that exists. Look it up. So I did. And I found paintballsentry.com. There are other products out there like this, but this one's fairly interesting. And if you like to hack around on your devices a lot, this is definitely something you can get in because in particular, the product that have the heavy turret version for $649, which includes basically everything except for the gun. And you need a small computer to run it. So if you have a netbook, that's what I have, a couple netbooks left over from 2009. So I repurposed one of those. And you basically just hook the whole thing up, follow the instructions, and off you go. I recommend going and checking out some of the videos on the website because they are hilarious, including a six-minute test run of his stoner high school kid neighbor running around in the backyard with a shield with a troll face on it, getting absolutely plastered by this thing. what's really amazing about it is the number of headshots that it does. So the kid is hiding behind this full-body shield most of the time. Every time he sticks his head up, he gets shot in the head. Every single time. It's crazy accurate. It also has a couple of other options. So if you are actually a paintballer and you're not like me and don't want to just use water gel rounds on your kids all the time, you can set it to only shoot red or blue targets. You can also have it only shoot things that are shaped like squirrels or cats or both. You can select both. The problem with this thing is that it doesn't have a toddler setting on it. And by that, I mean, remember what I was saying earlier, that when this thing when the stoner high school kid is testing this thing out, it's headshotting him all the time. Well, it's sort of a faux pas, as it turns out, to headshot your own children constantly. They don't like that. they also have no chance against this thing. In particular, I set this thing up in front of my house on Halloween with a flashlight on it. And by the way, it has all of the voice samples from Portal. Which is a nice little addition. And I was watching this thing. I set it up, and before the kids were coming around on Halloween, as cars would drive by, it would load up. And so what it does is on the screen, you can see where it tries to shoot. And basically, it would be just sitting there, and a car would drive by, and it would get off like 10 shots, and it was leading the entire time. So if I actually had paintball rounds on the thing, I would have hit the cars about 10 times every time.
Wow. You know, I'm wondering if this would... I had chickens here in Los Angeles, and they just got picked off by coyotes and bobcats and raccoons.
Yeah.
I should have set this. I should get something like this and set it up, and then I can keep chickens again.
Yeah. Because I don't know how hard it was, but the fact that he could get squirrels and cats in the profile, my guess is you could probably special order anything but a chicken setting. turn that on and then watch it go to town. But it's a lot of fun. And like I said, you can put anything on this thing. Like I did a flashlight. I had kids during Halloween ask me why I did not put a laser sight on it. And I was like, well, because it's headshotting people and that's not going to work. Mm-hmm. But you could, like I said, you can use water gel rounds, paintballs, or an actual real gun, which I'm not going to recommend. But I'm just saying, if you needed that much security at your house, it would probably do the job. Again, the only real problem with this is while it is hilarious to watch your kids get shot by multiple paint gun rounds, eventually they go crying to mom. And I feel like they need a toddler setting on there so they could at least like outrun it occasionally, like an action movie of some kind. But the way it's set up right now is this thing is so frighteningly accurate. The last test video the guy put up was paintball gun sentry versus mobile manually controlled paintball tank. And paintball tank, basically, not only was it shooting this thing, it was hitting it right in the camera, like at about 100 yards. Oh, so it was like, yeah, so it's, again, they need to kind of dial it back to make it more fun, I think.
We're looking at Skynet is what we're looking at.
Sort of. This thing isn't essentially aware yet, I don't think. It's not sentient, but, you know, if it did become sentient, you'd be in trouble. The good news is it can't move. So, you know, maybe you could sneak up behind it. That might be the way to go.
Yeah. That's next, though, with that tripod understand somebody's going to articulate those with
servos. Yeah, well, and so the guy who wrote it said that he couldn't figure out how to do it while it was moving because he had a hard enough time designing the software for it. But honestly, if you had enough computing power, all you have to do is if you can track like three-dimensional coordinates of where the thing is moving, including velocity and direction, and just subtract that from the potential target, you've got its current position. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe I shouldn't say that out loud, but I'm pretty sure... Pretty sure the DOD's got that one worked out already is all I'm saying. If a dude in Florida can build this in his backyard in his spare time, I'm pretty sure the Army has this. And if they don't, they're going to call this guy up. It also comes in a cool plug-and-play version. The heavy turret that I got was required a little bit of work to put together, but it was fun. $649. But they have a mini turret, which is basically you just set this thing up and it's ready to go. It's an Uzi that shoots gel rounds. The thing will just fire up and go. It's $378. And the guy's pretty good at getting these things out in a decent amount of time.
Very nice.
You know, one thing that comes to mind as I'm looking at this, wouldn't it be cool, Drew, to do like a clay pigeon shoot with drones if quadcopters were cheaper with this thing?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, this thing is too good for that, though, is the problem. Like, I mean, the tech is already so high that, I mean... If you watch the manual control versus the automatic, there's just no way this thing basically will just gun it down. But it's hilarious. So you got that going for you.
Man, I love how the copy on the website says that it's good for any non-lethal area defense purposes. So, Mark,
it's pretty good
I guess
for
that...
lethal too, I would bet. I haven't tried that, but it would work.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's a thing that pulls a gun. It pulls a trigger on a gun, and it doesn't have to be a paintball. So, you know what I'm saying?
So in Florida, you can use live ammunition with children, right?
You know, probably, as long as you're scared by them.
This episode of Gadgets is brought to you by Plural.